Friends, I greet you this day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is my prayer that things are well with you and that your faith is strong. This is Pastor Page. I call your attention to Psalm 124. I call your attention to Psalm 124. In Psalm 124, the reading begins at verse 1. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 124, verses 1 through 8. Let us pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 My friends, having God on your side can make all the difference. Having God on your side does make all the difference. Having God on your side will make all the difference. Thus, let's use for a topic, a subject, and a theme, make sure that God is on your side. Make sure that God is on your side. Life on planet Earth is not as simple as some assume it to be. As a matter of fact, there are times when life on planet Earth can be rather complex as well as rather difficult. Planet Earth can have a harsh environment. It can be a harsh environment depending on where one is located. And even if one has decided to move or to locate or relocate to a very pleasant and temperate zone, geographically, that does not mean that spiritually, socially, intellectually, politically, and other ways that that geographical area is going to be accommodating to the person. And so there are various strata of levels that we must access and that we must, if you will, climb, that we must pass through or pass over or find a way to accommodate. And so life on planet Earth without help from someone else can be much less than one would desire. There are those of you who have been told that there is no God. I come at this time to assure you beyond any shadow of question that God is real. But not only I, the record of men and women who have lived down through the eons of years will tell you that God is real. Many of them lived in very harsh conditions. They did not have airplanes and jet aircraft and cars and trucks and boats and ships and these modern conveniences. But they had to live their lives on planet Earth. And some lived to be rather old. And they had to find ways to make planet Earth livable while they were here. It required much work for most of them. For most of them, it required earning their living by the sweat of their brows. For many of them, they had to work while sick just to live, and they did not have the kind and levels of medical attention that we have now. They could not just pick up the phone and call emergency services, emergency medical services, what we call in the United States of America, EMS. They could not just dial 911, but they had to find a way to keep on living. They died of pneumonia. They died of what they call consumption. They died of tuberculosis. They died of plagues. They died of horrible diseases. And many of them suffered just so unbelievably. But they kept on living. But they also understood that whether life was easy or difficult, that there was one element that made a difference. And that element was Almighty God. Many of them found themselves opposed by their neighbors and sometimes by their friends and even sometimes by their families. But they also found that in every opposition, there was an element that made a difference. Some of them found themselves overrun by their enemies, even though they lived in walled cities. For the enemies would come and they would climb over the walls, and oftentimes they would kill everybody in the city, including women and children. There were other times when they would spare the women and children and kill the men. Life on planet Earth is not as simple as you may have been led to believe. In our scripture today, in Psalm 124, we have the testimony of a people who talk about being delivered miraculously by that being. And they name him. They call him the Lord. He is Almighty God. And they have no question that had he not been there, they would not have escaped. And so I read into your hearing today, and I hope you will take it in. If you don't, it will not be to your good, because if you will listen and hear, you will learn something that can help you for the rest of your life. Because you don't know what you might have to go through before you depart planet Earth. But not only for that, we need him whether or not the times are, in our opinion, good or bad, tough or easy. We may feel that all things are the best they could be for me. I have everything I need. I assure you without question that if you do not have Almighty God, you do not have the most important thing you need. I'm not trying to be mean to you. I'm trying to help you. Every time I open my mouth, I try to help somebody. Every time I open my mouth in these sermons, my tone may seem strong. That's because I'm trying to drive it in, not only to your ears, not only to your mind, not only to your brain, not only to your spirit, but to your very soul. I hope that you understand the urgency of the present and the urgency of realizing that without Almighty God, you're in dire danger here on planet Earth. And so I read in your hearing now the testimony of a people who lived more than 2,000 years ago. They didn't have the push buttons that we have. They didn't have the automation that we have. Life was very difficult for many of them. But they found a help that was so important that they recorded what he did. And it has been transmitted to our generation. And we will only be fools if we cast it off. So let's read their testimony. Psalm 124. Psalm 124. Psalm 124. Reading beginning at verse 1. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 124. I enter into evidence that Almighty God is real, is real, is real, and is absolutely necessary for successful life on planet Earth.